thank y'all for being here. We thank you, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother. We thank you for being here today. Thank you for your presence in this place, oh God. Move by your spirit now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we're not doing this because it's Sunday and we're supposed to do it, Lord God. Not out of form or fashion, not out of formalism, Lord God, but we do it because we love you, Father. We do it because you're worthy, Father. Yeah.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I say, this is the day that the Lord has made. He has risen with all power in his hand. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, keep going, keep going, keep going. Hallelujah. 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 Not only did he rise this morning, but he rose with all power in his hands. Hallelujah. All power and all authority. And he reigns over all of our lives. Amen. Not just our lives, but every circumstance, every situation. He reigns over all of it. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
You reign.
Say, Lord, you reign.
You reign.
Oh, Lord, you reign.
You reign.
majesty, dominion, authority, you reign. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Over my circumstance, he's given me another chance. You reign, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. With power and majesty, God. You reign, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, keep giving God praise. Keep giving him praise. Hallelujah. He is worthy.
Thine is the power. You get the glory.
get the glory. You get the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you glory, God. You get the glory forever. Forever and ever. Hallelujah.
And you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was praise him right there.
Thank you, Lord.
Savior, an awesome praise this morning. Come on, we can do better than that.
Bless your name, Lord.
We give you praise.
Defeating death, Lord God, and then rising again with all power in your hands, Father. Jehovah God, this morning, and you sit on the throne. Hallelujah. You are not dead. You are alive and well in us, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for living in us this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. As we celebrate, Lord God, your resurrection this day, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, you are awesome. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your saving grace this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise this morning. Yes, God. Yes, God. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We're going to go a little bit further along. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you for that worship. Thank you, God. Amen. I have a couple of quick announcements, and then we will continue on in our worship for our giving. Amen. I'm going to ask the representative for TASC to come forth so they can make that announcement, please. Amen. Also, while they're coming, Sister Lola, would you like to come? Sorry, Minister Lola, and tell us again about prayer at the pump.
Amen, church. Amen, church. Come on now, he has risen. Just for us, just for me, amen. On May the 17th, we will have pump at the pump and pray, where we will be praying with someone and putting $20 in their tank. Now, it may not seem like a lot, but a little, you know, some people don't have $20, amen. So we want to bless them and also pray for them, because you just never know what people are going through nowadays, right? Amen. So we want to encourage those that want to volunteer ministers from Divine Wisdom, ministers from RCC. Get with me if you want to come and volunteer with us for the pump and pray. Amen.
Good morning. This is for the TASC community vigil for families with deceased children. This will be held April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at St. John's Missionary Baptist Church at 5700 North Kelly Avenue, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Again, if you are a family or related to a family that have deceased children, you should come out to this TASC community vigil, and I believe that this will be ongoing. For more information, you can contact Pastor Manning at 405-625-4305 or email at taskprogram7401@gmail.com or contact the TASC Impact Center 405-768-5326.
Amen, amen. Okay, quick question for restoration in here. Who can tell me what's happening July the 18th through the 20th? That's right, yes. Thank you, Minister Tiff. The FAMI Conference, Faith Association Ministries International. Restoration will be hosting this year. Amen. And again, the dates is July 18th through the 20th. Registration is $125 for adults, and it goes down from there. If you need any further information, you can see myself or Pastor Sabrina. That $125 covers the whole weekend. It covers classes. It covers two meals, and you do not want to miss this. All are welcome. You can see myself or Sister Pastor Sabrina. Excuse me. We can sign you up for registration. We will be registering people. You do not have to pay the whole $125 right now. You can't make payments on that. So all are welcome to join us. Again, this is Faith Association of Ministries International with our prelate, Apostle John Faltz. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask Elder CT for it. Amen. For the offering. And as the offering is going around, we are going to dismiss for Children's Church. Amen. Amen. I believe she's got stuff for the older youth as well. So I'm going to venture out and say 17. Nope. Okay, all right. All right. Children's Church, that's ages 4. Say again. My bad. 6 to 11. 6 to 11. We have some activities for you planned. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. This is my favorite thing that I really love to do. Because the Lord said he loves a cheerful giver. He did not say, I like, they okay with me, they all right. He said, I love a cheerful giver. So when he loves something, you can't beat that. You can't beat that for nothing in the world. That's why I love doing it. I don't like doing it. I love doing it. Because I know when I give accordingly, I am truly blessed. Trust me. So I don't have an outhouse anymore. My bathroom is in the house now. I'm going to take you to Malachi 3. 3:10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. All right? Test me in this. Now, these are God's words. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty. And this is the NIV. And see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven. Not open them, but throw them open. The floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. Come on, somebody. You better ask somebody about that. Because a lot of us is blessed. We got up this morning, and I said, thank you, Lord, for getting us up in our right mind this morning. Amen? Yeah, you better ask somebody, because it is good. Yes. So, are you ready?
We're going to change the routine of our offering. We want everyone to stay faithful. Okay, everyone, please stand. Face the wall on your side.
Just follow the lead of the ushers. David, play that jam. Let's get this party on. All right, Michelle, you here. So restoration and divine wisdom. Don't forget, you can give online as well. You'll necessarily have to give this way, but if you're able to give online, how y'all do it, Cash App, all them other apps, they have them. So that's another way to give. So if you just raise your hand towards your giving, and we will pray for it as usual. gracious Father, we come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. First of all, we just like to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for waking us up in our right mind this morning, Father, and bless this giving that we have given, Lord. Bless it according to your will, Lord. Bless those who's able to give, and Lord, bless those who's not able to give accordingly. But we thank you for them anyway, Lord, because it's you who we are thankful to have. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. How's everybody doing today? He has risen, and I know. How many are first-time visitors or guests? I always get that word wrong. Nobody is a visitor to the house of God, amen? We're all family. So how many first-time guests we have this morning? Second time? Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for coming. So on behalf of myself, Pastor Gary Bishop, and Pastor Sabrina Carlton, I'm always forgetting something, so she always makes sure I don't forget it, so... If she says something to me, that's because I'm going to forget it. My lovely wife, Minister Lola. Pastor Sabrina's husband is Deacon Terrence back there in the back at working a sound booth. But I just wanted to say, welcome, welcome, welcome. On behalf of Restoration Community Church, Divine Wisdom, under the direction of Pastor Manning, who is not here today because he had a procedure done and he's out for a while. He had a knee replacement. So let's just keep him in prayer. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And again, I say rejoice. Okay. Let me see how many more I can get to add into that. This is the day that the Lord has made. This day right here, he made it for you and I. Because he could have just said, forget it, and not allowed anybody to rise. But he allowed you the activity of your limbs and to raise up this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And again, I say rejoice.
David, I'm gonna sing an old one. That's ringing in me from my Baptist days. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Yeah.
we can face tomorrow with hope and with confidence because Daddy lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for rising with all power in your hands. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Every morning we can wake up with hope and with confidence, knowing that you live. Not just today, but tomorrow. We can rise up knowing that you live. Thank you, God. You are a great God. You are amazing and you're wonderful, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We say thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for being great. Thank you for being mighty. Thank you for being awesome in this place, oh God. Hallelujah. We lift our hands and say thank you, God. You haven't lost any power. Thank you, God, that you rose with all power in your hands this day, God. We bless you and we honor you today, God. Thank you, God, that you hold our future in your hands. Thank you, God. We bless you and we honor you, God. We can only see today, God, but you see our future, God, and we say thank you. Thank you, great King. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Savior. Hallelujah. We rejoice in that, God, that you know our future, God. Oh, God, you kept us this far, God, and we know that you'll keep us to the very end. We bless you and we honor you, great God. Great God. Great God you are. Great God you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We bless you today. Oh, God, I pray that the words that I say, everything that you've had me study this day, God, that I would release it, God, under your anointing by your Holy Spirit in this place. Oh, God, that you would change us, God, that you would build us up, God, that we would walk with integrity, oh, God, that we would walk with your anointing power, oh, God. Oh, God, that we would walk with confidence, oh, God. That we would be the people that we would say that we are. Oh, God, that we would be Christ representers everywhere that we go. That we would be the people that we say that we are, God. Help us to walk that when we talk. That we would make a difference everywhere that we step. People are tired of people saying that they are something that they aren't. Hallelujah, God. Help us to be a difference in this world today. Oh, God, I pray not to be counterfeit, God, but to be true to your word, for that we would look like what we say we are, that we would look like you, Daddy, that we would look like you, God, that we would look like Christ. Not be hypocrites in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we bless you. We honor you. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, which is new every morning. Help us not to take advantage of your mercy and your grace, oh God. Thank you for your forgiveness of sins, oh God. Oh God, you died that we might have freedom. And that we might walk in freedom. We bless you, God, for the ultimate sacrifice that you gave us. We thank you right now. Open our hearts, God, to receive your word. We bless you and we honor you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God for a new day. I give honor where honor is due to my baby, my covering in the sound booth, Deacon TC, to the founder of this house, Apostle Taylor, Pastor Stella,
our senior pastor, Pastor Gary, Minister Lola, our apostle, Apostle Bolt, and Pastor Carmen, and Pastor Manning in his absence, and Pastor Felicia, who are walking alongside us. I'm grateful for divine wisdom. You guys have been a blessing to us. I don't take today lightly. The Resurrection Sunday, I feel like sometimes we just say things just to say it because we're so used to saying it. It's like letting your garage door down. You do it out of routine. You drive off, you get to work, and then you go, did I let the garage door down? I think Easter, Resurrection Sunday has become that. But do we really sit back and think about what God did for us on this day? I've been thinking about it for a couple of weeks now, and it brings tears to my eyes, what God did for us. Do we really stop and think about it? And the fact that he didn't have to do it. He could have cleared the whole earth and just started all over. Like, all right, let me just start over. Let me create another Adam and another Eve. Real talk. Thank you, Lord. Before we were even here, before we were even thought of by our mom and dad, but Christ knew we were, he already knew each one of you would be here before your mama and daddy knew you would be here. And he knew we would need redemption and salvation and the ultimate sacrifice. So I was thinking of the resurrection story and just playing it back. And I've been asking God for a couple of weeks, God, what do you want me to say to everyone else, but what do you have to say to me? Because it starts with us first. Speak to me, God, first. And just the fact that you created Jesus, God, the Trinity, Holy Trinity, and you had the baby Jesus come, grow up, just to be sacrificed, walk this earth as a human. Perfect example for us. Now, I say walk this earth as a human because he didn't walk the earth as a superhuman or as an angel. He was human, okay? And he walked it perfectly without sin so that we would know that it's possible. We use the crutch of, well, he knows my heart. He knows how I am. We like to say stuff like that. Be patient with me. Don't judge me. You know, I'm not Jesus. And it just amazes me of how he walked it in love, even though he knew people would betray him. Talk about them, the same ones that he helped, that he healed, that he delivered, that he set free, would turn around and curse them and holler, crucify them. These same people, Judas. And so I started looking at how he sat around with the ones that he called out Judas and said, even you, Judas, you're going to betray me. Judas looked like, huh? What? No. And so that's just a little backstory. Everybody knows the story. And so Judas brings the Roman soldiers up to him. And, well, the Roman soldiers asked, how are we going to know who Jesus is? He said, I'll run up and kiss him. So I'll let you know by running up and kissing him. So Jesus is out there. He comes up and tells him, runs up to Jesus, kisses him up on his cheek. Of course, Jesus looks at him and was like, Judas, really? You gonna betray me like that? You know, Jesus already knew what Judas was doing. So they bring Jesus before the crowd and Pontius Pilate. Pilate is the governor at that time of Judea. And they're accusing Jesus, the same mild Jesus who had done no wrong, of causing confusion and telling the people not to pay taxes. And they accuse Jesus of saying that he is Messiah and king, you know, the big one. Pilate tells the people, I don't find any wrong with this man. Pilate right then is saying that. But Pilate's way of getting out of it is, oh, send him to Herod because he belongs to that county. He belongs to Herod's county. Herod is over Galilee, so send him there. Herod is the one who ordered the execution of John the Baptist. So Herod has been wanting to meet Jesus for a long time, okay, because he had been hearing about Jesus, all the stuff that Jesus had done. So when Jesus gets in front of Herod, I can imagine Herod dancing around like, oh, you the one I heard about. And he starts asking Jesus all these questions. Jesus doesn't give him any answers. So he mocks him and puts him in all these bright colors. And he probably gets upset and sends him back. Go on back to Pilate. You ain't cooperating. So I want to bring, I only have a few scriptures for you today. I want to bring up Luke 23 and 12. A scripture that stood out to me, jumped out to me. It says, that very day, Herod and Pilate became friends. Previously, they had been enemies. So Pilate and Herod were enemies. And what God showed me was sin is an enemy to God. We should hate sin as much as God hates sin. What God doesn't like, we shouldn't like. So what God said to me while I was studying brings me to my title today. What dead things have you rolled the stone away to let live again? What dead things have you rolled the stone away and let live again? So I started asking myself about the tombs back then. I started doing research on the tombs, because back then they didn't dig up ground to bury bodies. The tombs were in rocks, big rocks. And I was going to ask my brother, Jaron, Pastor Johnston, to build me something. He's the artist, but I didn't want to task him. And then when I was going to try to order something, I didn't want to task my baby with the price that I saw just for one day and then have it in the garage for a stone. Yeah. So you have to just imagine. Go with me, okay? So I should have took this down. So imagine this being the rock. And they would actually carve out holes in the rock and just have a big hole for the body. And then they would roll away the stone so that they could slide the body in and then roll that stone back in front so that they could close it off. And they would have it closed so that it could protect the body like a door, like your front door. And that was so that it protected. And then they also used it for so that people couldn't get inside of it and steal anything. Because inside they would have burial clothing. They could have jewelry, valuables. And what they had back then was grave robbers. God showed me that we also have modern day grave robbers. And modern day grave robbers come to see you fail. They just want to push buttons on you to see if they can stir up and see if anything that God had already took away, stuff that had already been put to death in you, and to see if you have already rolled the stone away and that stuff is back alive again. So we have modern day grave robbers, okay? Or to see if you've rolled the stone away and that stuff is back alive again. What dead things have you rolled the stone away and let live again? Also, when people died back then, they would, some people still today feel like they would put the body in there, roll the stone, and that would preserve the body. We can preserve our bodies. What preserves the body today is the Holy Spirit. When we allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in us, he preserves our body. Correct? Because allowing the Holy Spirit to dwell in us is to reside in us, to occupy. That Holy Spirit preserves us, keeps us. When we allow the stone to roll away and dead things to live, the Holy Spirit is grieved. The old saying, let sleeping dogs lie, it means that when something is dead, let it stay dead. That stone that was rolled was pretty much a do not disturb. It was a final resting place for the dead thing, never to return again. Pontius Pilate was the governor of Judea, and his position was to bring peace. And he was responsible for maintaining law and order, or right or wrong. But he knew the right thing, but he did not. He let peer pressure get the best thing of him. Peer pressure. So God asked me, Sabrina, are you like Pilate? Because Pilate knew the truth, but he refused to act on it. We know what's right or wrong, but do we refuse to act according to that? Do we refuse to go according to the word? This is what I mean when I say that. Do we choose love, or do we return to hate because it feels better? Do we walk in forgiveness, or do we hold unforgiveness because they ain't gonna make me look like no punk? Do we respond with a soft answer, or do we respond with, oh, they gonna learn today where I'm from? Do we tell the truth, Or do we decide, oh, no, I'm just going to tell a little white lie, not a big black lie, because I don't know what the difference with a white lie is. I don't know who came up with that. A lie is a lie is a lie is a lie. I don't know who colored the lies. I haven't seen the chart color of lies. It's just a lie. And then there's, I'm just going to be real. Some of us need accountability partners to help us stay on the straight and narrow. Because we think that if nobody from the church sees us, that we good, and that it's okay. We don't realize that God sees everything. So if we stay out of DMs, if we stop with the late night scrolling, the late night texting. Now, I'm not telling y'all something that Sabrina ain't lived through. The late night calling. This is when accountability partners can help you. So, y'all remember the song? I started thinking of the song that we used to sing back in the choir days. He's the way, the truth, and the light. If you want to see Jesus, you got to live right. Ooh, our choir used to keep saying that. If you want to see Jesus, you got to live right. That line right there, we would sing that over and over and over again. But that's a powerful statement. If you want to see Jesus, you've got to live right. After that right there, it should have had somebody's phone number. You got to call your accountability partner or something. Stop what you're doing. Call somebody. Call Jesus. Call somebody. Call Jesus. But we allow peer pressure to get the best of us. And this is, check this. Some of us are not even fighting outside peer pressure. We're just fighting me, myself, and I. And Pilate was so pressured and passive that he literally went and washed his hands. That's where the saying came from, that I'm going to wash my hands from it. Are we taking on that same behavior? Washing our hands so we look clean without being clean? Are we so passive that we're washing our hands that what once was ugly in the sight of God, now we just make it look clean to God's eyesight? It should concern us when things rear their ugly head because we've pushed the stone away. Because we stopped praying. We stop fasting. We stop reading. Because we've let dead things come out of the tomb. The stone isn't blocking them anymore. So, news alert. There is no partial sin. A sin is a sin in God's eyesight. It's either a sin or it's not. It's not a half sin. It's not it was like 1/4 of a sin. What dead things have you rolled the stone away and let live again? Or are we like Herod? Herod was the one that when Jesus was in front of him, he thought it was all fun and games. He actually mocked Jesus and dismissed Jesus. Do we ignore Holy Spirit when he's convicting us? Do we treat sin casually? When we treat sin casually, we silence the voice of God. Let me read Luke 23, verse 8 and 9. It says, Herod was very glad to see Jesus. And for a long time, he had wanted to see him because he had heard about him and was hoping to see some miracle performed by him. So he kept asking questions, but Jesus did not answer him. So Herod wanted to see Jesus for a long time because he had heard all about him. Listen to this, you guys. He wanted to see him. He had heard all about him. And he was hoping to see a miracle performed by him. Something sounds like we can do. We hear about Jesus because we hear so much about him. We want to see miracles from him. So then we start asking God, God, we've heard about you. We've heard all the miracles that you perform. Come by here, God. Let us see all the things that you can do. But then we don't hear an answer and we don't see any miracles. Herod got complete silence and saw not one miracle. We won't hear Jesus. We won't see a miracle when we're walking or agreeing with sin. And we can dance around. We can dress it. We can make it look cute. We can put it in bright colors. But we won't hear a thing. What dead thing have you rolled the stone away to let live again? Now, this is the beautiful part of the death and the resurrection. Let's turn to Galatians 5:13. It says, for you, my brothers, were called to freedom. Only do not let your freedom become an opportunity for the sinful nature. Worldliness, selfishness, but through love, serve and seek the best for one another. So because of Christ, we have been set free from the power of sin. In Luke, it talks about Jesus took his disciples up while he went to go pray. And while he told them to wait while I go pray. And he goes and he's praying to God and he's telling them, Father, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not your will. Not my will, but your will be done. And it says that while he was praying, that an angel appeared and strengthened him. And he continued to pray fervently, like intense. He was praying so hard that his sweat started dropping like blood droplets. And he comes back and he finds the disciples sleep. I can imagine he looked at them like, for real? And he tells them, get up and pray that you won't fall into temptation. How appropriate this is for today. Still a powerful statement for today. Get up and pray that we won't fall into temptation. This is what we need for today. Get up and pray that we won't roll the stones away so easily, that we won't get angered so easily, that we won't walk in unforgiveness so easily, that we won't walk in lust so easily, that we won't find ourselves doing the same stuff that we used to do so easily. Get up and pray that we won't walk around in arrogance so easily, that we won't find ourselves lying so easily, and then we turn around and go, why did I do that? We got to get up and pray that we won't roll the stones away so easily. God, you delivered me from that. Why am I doing that so easily? The selfishness, the fornication, the adultery, the double take. Get up and pray. This is what I was asking God one day. I was in the restroom out at Tinker, washing my hands. And I was just asking God why on some things and what he was doing here at Restoration, even joining us for this temporary time with Divine Wisdom. I was like, God, I know this isn't luck, happenstance, coincidence. What are you doing and why? I know you're going to show us. We're learning from you. You're learning from us. And I said, God, I need you to speak to me like you speak to Sabrina. He doesn't talk to me with thou walking across the street. He says it real childlike. And I was washing my hands. I said, Daddy, I just need you to tell me what you're saying and why you're doing. And he said it so clear. He was like, there's some things that happened in the past that Restoration is still holding on to. And he said, it's like, I said, okay. And he was like, it's like I gave you a piece of candy, like a daddy gave you a piece of candy, and you dropped it. You dropped it in dirt. You picked it up, it had hair, dirt, all kinds of stuff over it. And you know how a kid will be looking at it and upset and crying because it was a good piece of candy. And we're picking and crying over it. All while we're crying over this piece of candy in our hand. We look up. And Daddy has a whole new piece of candy. But we're still crying over this piece of candy. And he's trying to tell you, drop that. Look, I've got a brand new piece of candy for you. But you're so busy still crying over this nasty piece of candy. Let it go, daughter. Let it go, son. I've got a new piece of candy here. But you're still crying over this nasty piece of candy. Let it go. That stuff
from the past, restoration, let it go. Because I've got something new. Drop that, because I've got something new. Stop rolling the stone away. Close the tomb. Let the dead things be dead. Because I've got something new. Let God do something new. This is Resurrection Sunday. So I just want to pray for the house, for this house. For the believers over us. That we would let go, let down, let the stuff go in the tomb. Let God roll the stone, close the door, seal it. God, we thank you. God, I pray that you would help us to receive your word that you have for us today. Where you've shown us, God, things that we've opened up, that you've told us to let go of. Pride, lust, unforgiveness, anger. Oh God, forgive us today. Forgive us, God. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. God, I thank you for dying on the cross for us, that we would have freedom. Thank you for shedding your blood for us, God. Thank you, Lord, for loving us so very much, that you would die for us so that we would have eternal life. You want us to live free. You want us to live whole. You just want us to be sincere with you. God, I pray that each one of us would make up in our mind to be truthful with you, so that you would begin a new work in us. Search our hearts, oh God. If you find anything in us that's not of you, God, I pray that you would purge us, that you would clean us, that you would reveal it to us, that we would surrender it unto you. Make us new, God. Don't let your dying be in vain. We love you, God. Thank you, God. I pray, God, for your healing power to sweep through this place. Your anointing, your conviction. Convict us, God. Chastise us, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
And I bind confusion now in Jesus' name. Do your work, Holy Spirit. Now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So if anyone needs prayer, individual prayer, the altar is open. Very much.
Lord, I give you my heart, give you my soul, live for you alone, every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart, give you my soul. I live for you.
this is the chance for you to experience this. The water has been stirred. And if that is you that needs prayer, don't concern yourself with the person to your left or right. Invite his presence into your life and allow him to take control. Release those things that you've been holding on to for so long. You've got to trust God. It has nothing to do with you. You got to trust God to do what he does. Allow him. He's given you free will. He stands there and knocks. And if you're listening, allow him to come in.
Don't forget what Christ did, God did for us. Amen. A wonderful thing. Don't take it for granted. Because I don't know any person in here that would do it for you. Amen. God is good. Everything he does is great. And I'm thankful. I don't believe we have anything else, so I'm going to let you get to your collard greens and your ham. Chicken. Oh, and your chicken, yeah. Amen. Amen. We're going to go ahead and stand so we can prepare to dismiss. Blessings to you all today. Enjoy your families on this Resurrection Sunday. Share the good news. Thank you, Apostle Raynell, for being in the house today. Good to see you. Amen. God is good. All the time and all the time, God is good. Yes, yes. Yes. Amen. We go just pray. God, we thank you and we praise you for being a great God, for giving the ultimate sacrifice so that we could have eternal life. We bless you and we honor you. We lift you up. I pray that you would bless us and keep us as we leave this place. Help us, God, to give you glory in everything that we do and say. Help us to rise up to bless you every day that we see. We honor you, great King, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all.